Hey guys, welcome back to Brown Town. I am your host, Sharia. So today we have a new introduction to this podcast. We have a new co-host. His name is Neil.
Yeah, sure. So
Neil, you want to introduce yourself?
Neil, I'm in ninth grade right now, and I currently live in North Carolina near the Raleigh area.
Okay, so Neil, just a few basic questions that we have on this podcast now that you're here full-time. So Neil, where are you from in India?
Punjab, which is in the northwestern area.
Okay. So, Neil, how is Punjab like?
I was born in India. I was born in the United States, but I've been there a couple times. It's a nice area. I like it there. Yeah, India in general is hot, but they do have, like, winter, and it gets kind of cold there. Not too cold, but because it is in the north.
Okay, yeah. So, what's, like, your
I would
favorite
say,
type of Indian
so there's
food?
This one food called gobi manchurian. It's, like, a like savory, like, tangy cauliflower dish. It's, like, spicy, and I don't really like spicy things, but, like, gobi manchurian, it's just so good that, you know, everyone has to love it.
I mean, I agree. I like gobi manchurian too. I like manchurian in general. Neil, like, since, like, you're in North Carolina, have you always lived
in
North Carolina?
Wisconsin, which is way up north, but it got way too cold there because they have snow for, like, 9 months of the year. So when I was, like, 3, we moved down to North Carolina, and I've been here ever since. Have you always?
Okay.
I have an older brother who's 1 year older than me, and then I have a baby brother who's 4. Do you have any siblings?
Got it. So, I'm actually the only
child.
Is it? Yeah, so, honestly, it gets lonely sometimes when, like, no one's in the house, so I would say that's, like, a downside, but an upside at the same time, because you have, like, no distractions when you're, like, doing homework.
And honestly, like, my baby brother, he's, like, the only reason we got through the pandemic, because otherwise I just feel like it would have been so boring. But then, you know.
That and Fortnite.
And I'm more into Minecraft myself, but.
Yeah, okay. Every single video game peaked during quarantine.
But...
yeah, because of, like, everyone doing standardized tests and, like,
no one's,
ACT,
like,
SAT,
in their homes anymore.
AP tests. Yeah. So,
Sure.
You
want to
ask me questions? I'm from Rajasthan. I'm just, like, a little bit below from Punjab. But it's, like, also called, like, the Texas of, like, India because of, like, how big, like, the state is. It's, like, I think it's, like, the biggest, like, state in India, I think. I don't know, but, like,
I'm
it's one of the biggest.
Right now, it's, like, really big.
So, yeah, it's huge. So, basically, my family's from there, and some things, like, Rajasthan's known for is, like, the Pink City in Jaipur. If you guys know Haldiram, to my, like, Desi audience, Haldiram was made in Rajasthan, in my village, specifically.
That's pretty cool.
It's called Bikaner. So, yeah, it's really cool, actually. So, Haldiram started there, and, yeah.
That's nice.
So you got any more questions
for me?
What's
your favorite Indian food?
My favorite Indian food is chole bhature. It's been a thing for a while now. Ever since I went up to Canada for the first time, I had chole bhature. I instantly, like, fell in love with, like, all the spice and, like, the achar and, like, raita and everything.
I love
It's just something I can't
too.
Live
My mom
without
loves
now.
It too. I've never been to Canada.
Who doesn't? No, I mean, Canada has a pretty big Punjabi population,
Punjabi
so. Really big. Yep. Like, yeah, Sukha lives there, now AP Dhillon lives there. Who else? I know, like, if you guys know BK, he lives in Surrey, BC. So the Punjab, Canada is basically called, like, the mini Punjab at this point. There's
that's...
good 900,000 people living there that are, like, Punjabi descendants, so it's, like, huge.
So do a lot of...
I mean, 3 biggest hotspots for, like, Punjabis are just Surrey, BC, Alberta, like, Calgary, like, Toronto.
So do a lot
Neil,
of
you have anything
Indians
else
live in your area, or...
Honestly, so I lived in California until I was, like, 1, so my family moved from, like, San Jose to, like, Seattle. So Seattle didn't have as many Indian people as it does today. So, like, it was basically like a white prominent area or like Asian prominent area before Indians came. So, I had a lot of bullying because I was Indian. So, that's the sad part. But
Yeah,
now that there's Indians, I feel at home.
I've never really been bullied about my skin tone because quite a few Indians live here in my area. So it's a pretty diverse area.
I mean, good part for you. You never went through this trauma.
Yeah,
You
sure.
want to talk
So
about how we met, or you want me to say it?
we met in,
How about you say
I
it?
think, the summer of 2023 in the Boon Ashram of the Art of Living. We were doing a course together. We've been friends ever since. Yeah, we did
Courses
Sky
like Sky
Teens
Teens One,
one
right?
last time. Was it your first time too? It was my first time doing that course.
That was like my
Oh.
third
And
time.
then, oh, okay. And
Second
then
or
this summer
third.
we met again at the Boon Ashram, and now we're doing the podcast together.
Yeah, so we met at North Carolina. So the ashram we met at was like how about we describe the term ashram
It's like a
first?
retreat
You want to do
center,
that? Because I've
so you can like go there, specifically at the Art of Living retreat centers. You can learn breathwork techniques, which will help you calm down, and focus better. There's so many benefits. Some studies are actually coming in right now. They're showing that you like it can decrease the risk of cancer, and some people actually had cancer. And they started doing these techniques, and they actually they're cancer free now, and they're living.
guys, just disclaimer, it doesn't like cure cancer, it just fights off the cancer cells because cancer cells are damaged, and the practice that the people do actually like help like more cells to get
Yeah,
it in
that
and
also helps with the
like get the
cancer cure
toxins
too.
out. So it doesn't cure
Yeah.
cancer, it just kills off the cells. So me and Neil do this practice every day just for Art of Living. It really benefited me at least because like my mind is like more clear now, and like anytime I'm stressed, I just do like any of like the techniques they taught me, and then I feel more focused. I feel like more
Same,
happy, more
yeah.
rejuvenated,
I feel
everything.
that too. It's life changing.
There's also more courses that you could take, like intuition process.
Yeah, sorry, I muted for
Neil,
a
you know
second
what
there.
intuition process is?
Yeah, it can help you think the
Yes.
right thought at the right time, which is really helpful.
Yeah, so it's basically supposed to bring out a sixth sense for you, as they say it. So I've done it like 3 times. I've done like the advanced version too, like the one that you have to like pay extra money to. Neil, did you
Yeah, I
do
think I
any
did it one
intuition
time.
process
Was
or?
it this year or last year? I did the intuition process course.
So how me and Neil met was something a day in like it's always in July. So just imagine just like a random day in July. A day is called Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima means like first of all, let's just mention Purnima. Purnima means like full moon in like Sanskrit. So then Guru means like teacher. So it's just basically meaning like
Yeah,
teacher
it
full day.
the
Full
relationship
moon.
between the
Right,
gurus
Neil?
and the, I guess, students, and it's a day when you can really connect to your guru.
Not just like only to connect to your guru, to feel thankful for like all the teachers you have, like no matter what, like your science teacher, math teacher, English teacher, because they're
Yeah,
all
they all.
gurus and like the thing to say teach. So
Yeah.
you have to be like grateful for all of them. So me and Neil met this year again on Guru Purnima. We took a 3-day course. I think it was
Yeah,
like
Sky Teens
Yes
too.
2 or Sky Teens 2. Sky Teens 2, yeah. So me and Neil actually had like the opportunity to go to like a transition home and help people out to like what Sky
Yeah, we showed
breath
so
like
many
meditation from like
people
Art of Living.
like some techniques, and we helped them out. They were at a transition home, so they were currently like trying to find a place to live, and they were always like kind of agitated because it wasn't a good place there.
I wouldn't
Yeah.
say agitated, they were just like
Yeah.
lost, I guess. They didn't know like what they were doing or something. Like
Yeah.
just like super confusing. But me and Neil met this one person called
Yeah.
named Veronica. So me and Veronica and Neil decided to like all like what's it called? Just not meditate together, but we taught Veronica how to do like meditation for like sky breath. So do you remember that, Neil? I think that was like the highlight of like
my other people experience the same thing we feel. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah. So then we taught Veronica to like do meditation for like 30 minutes. From that, then
she
we taught
how
her like a couple breathing techniques.
How like she's gonna do this every time she sleeps, because we taught her a technique called yoga nidra, which is basically equivalent to 4 hours of sleep in like 20 or 30 minutes. She said that she felt so relaxed after.
Yeah,
and she said that she's gonna do that
30 minutes
before she sleeps to help her sleep deeper.
Yeah, so guys, whatever Neil's saying is true. 30 minutes of like deep meditation can lead to 4 hours of extra sleep. Which like is pretty cool. So if you get like 8 hours of sleep, let's say you sleep until like from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., that's 8 hours, right? So then let's say from like 9 to 9:30, you do a 30-minute meditation, that's plus 4 hours of sleep. So you really get 12 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it can really help
day,
you feel energized.
Basically, which is like pretty cool. Yeah, so that yoga and their meditation is like used for like if people can't sleep at night. I did it actually like last night because it was like bit too hot in my room, like I can't sleep, so I decided to put on that meditation, and I didn't regret it. It actually felt good.
Sleep faster too.
Yeah, it put me to sleep in like 20 minutes. Then like 10 minutes of that, it was like super like cool. Like I didn't feel like I was actually sleeping. What else could we talk about, Neil? Anything on your mind about like the Desi community?
The art of living. By the way, to any people listening. The Art of Living Retreat Center, it's
Art
not just in the mountains of North Carolina. There are ashrams and centers all over the world.
Just for you guys, just to know, I haven't been uploading because I was at another Art of Living ashram in Canada, in Montreal specifically. I went to this one camp called Camp Santosh. So, again, it's like a breathwork camp and everything, but it was like more of a summer camp and everything. But I got to be assistant teacher there. Because of how many times I took in the Sky Teens course. So I helped out with a lot of people and everything. So there's one in Canada, one in the US, one in Germany, one in India.
And
another
one's
going to be
like,
built in Japan.
Centers, Art of Living centers all over the world in, I think, 185 countries.
Yeah, there's a set. There's like, you know, like there's always going to be like a center in every country. Like how there's going to be like a, what's it called? Embassy in every single country. So it's going to be like that. So in the United States, I think
there's
like three or four
centers.
Centers
in almost every city or almost every state. But then like the major, there's a pretty big center
in
Washington, D.C. And
the center there is huge.
But then the major ashrams are here in Boone. And then over on your side in L.A., there's also one in Montreal.
Montreal ashram is like, Montreal ashram was actually built before Boone.
But Boone is,
that's the crazy part.
Boone is.
So like for everyone that doesn't like know Art of Living, so Montreal was like the first ashram in North America that like our guru had built. And like the funny part is the ashram was built by devotees. You know, do you just like imagine like everyone just making like a building and like they're not getting paid or anything? They're like devoted to making
it because they want.
Yeah, no, like, they were explaining, like, the history of the ashram. I was, like, shocked when I heard about, like, the main meditation hall was, like, hand-carved and everything. Like, could, like, see the tiny details of, like, hand-carved. Like, it's so crazy, man. Like, the amount
of
work
impressive.
These, like, people, like, put in. And, like, the funny part is the ashram in, like, Montreal is, like, surrounded by water. So, basically, they would make us, like, go for a swim every day, which was, like, kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
And there's, like, a huge waterfall. Like, that ashram is, like, could have the potential to, like, overtake the one here in the U.S. Like, if they build, like, a bit more buildings for, like, everyone to stay in.
Yeah, so currently
could have
the
chance to, like,
biggest ashram, or Guruji's favorite ashram, is the Bangalore ashram in India. And then I think second is Boone.
But if you really think about it, it doesn't, like, matter about, like, how big the ashram is, like, just because of buildings, but it also should matter of, like, how many acres there are, because that could also make the ashram bigger. Like, like the Canada Ashram doesn't have that many buildings, but the acres, like,
but at the end
that,
of the day, it just comes
like,
down to your devotion, and Gurdji comes everywhere. So.
Well, if you guys didn't hear about World Culture Festival, that happened just last year, like a year ago. Well, it's like end of September, entering October, last year.
Yeah, so it was basically
you
a cultural Olympics. So it happens every 4 years, but they took a break because of the pandemic, obviously. So there was over 1 million people there, all gathered in Washington, D.C., and there were, like, performances, and people were dancing and all. I also, like, did the Bhangra, so me and about, like, 70 other people, we were doing Bhangra on the stage, and there were world leaders there, and millions of people all in Washington, D.C. It was a crazy event, and a lot of cities want to be the next one to host it.
Yo,
oh, yeah,
what's
so
Bhangra?
It's a Punjabi folk dance. It's a very high energy form of dance. If you search it up, uses like Punjabi music, which is really like high energy and like high beat. So, Bhangra is also like that. I love doing Bhangra. It's my favorite form of dance.
So unlike what we have in Punjab, in Rajasthan, we have a finger dancing thing. So I really don't know how to do it. My mom doesn't know how to do it. My nani, my mom's mom, really does
not
know how to do it. So
finger dancing.
Yeah. So it's kind like your fingers are like, I don't know how to describe it. Like I would search like. For you guys don't know, like, just search up, like, Rajasthani finger dancing thing. Like, it happens, like, every, like, year or so, anytime we have, like, a Rajasthani, like, folk celebration. So, I don't know what it's called. My mom really doesn't know. So, it's, like, confusing. But anyways, let's just get back to World Culture Festival. The reason why every single city wants to host it next is because of, like, the revenue of how much it got in the U.S. Because, if there's seating, then grandstand seating. Grandstand is like where all the ambassadors sat. That's where like I volunteered mostly, like bringing like every single ambassador, like all their water, their food, and everything. Then like there's a huge like stage that our guru sat on with like every single like major world leader, like the ex prime minister wife's of Japan sat there. Ex president of India sat there.
I don't remember any specific names, but I remember there were
there?
A lot of important figures in the governments of many countries, because it is a world culture festival, so they're here to see other countries and cultures perform as well as their own.
Yeah, I remember I sat next to the education minister of Guyana during World Culture Festival. We had a nice conversation about Guyana. For you guys that don't know where Guyana is in South America, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like the like above Brazil.
I think it's somewhere near Trinidad and Tobago, but it has like a huge Indian population, same thing with like Trinidad and Tobago. So there's a lot of Indians there. There's a lot of Hindu there. There's a lot of Sikhs there. So basically, we are having a nice conversation, and I asked like where she was from. And she said, Guyana. I'm like, no, like, where are you from in India? And she said, like, Gujarat or something. Because, like, British used to, like, export all of us out to, like, different parts. Like, you can see, like, Indians in Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, South Africa, Mauritius. And, like, in the Caribbean, which is, like, kind of crazy.
It was a tough time during the colonization, but it's nice that India is now finally free after hundreds of years being conquered by.
I think it was like
but then before that they were also conquered by like a lot of other groups like the Mughals. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like the Mughal Empire and like some other like Muslim things. So. So back to WCF. We took a long train out. So every single city wants to host it. Plus, the impact that Guruji made that on this was like super good. But Kamala Harris and like Joe Biden were actually like supposed to come there, but they didn't.
Uh-huh.
They like, okay, so they were supposed to come, right? But Kamala Harris did not want to come, even though she's Indian origin. She said to Guruji that we didn't know it was gonna be like a multicultural event. We thought it was gonna be an Indian event, like blah blah blah. So because Diwali was actually near the time, I think it was like a month before Diwali, so they did not want to have like two Indian events
Yeah,
in like all
cultural
like two
festival,
months.
so
So
it shows all
that's why they
cultures.
didn't come. So yeah, like every single culture, I felt like there was like at least like
And there were about 3 days,
100 performances a day.
so many cultures.
Yeah, 3 days of like fun, like food, like pop-up shops of like different like cultures and like food trucks everywhere. And like, and guys, we're talking about this isn't like some random city
The
in
capital.
the United
And
States. This
honestly,
is Washington, D.C.
this is probably what made
The
the
capital of the
Washington
United
DC
States.
Center so big, World Culture Festival, because before that no one really paid it much attention. But then World Culture Festival was in Washington DC this year, so or last year.
This isn't like the first World Culture Festival. There was many before that. Before that, there was one in
Germany,
India. There was
Berlin,
one in
yeah.
what's it called?
So this is the
Germany.
yeah,
Yeah,
there was I think one in
and back in India, so.
Can't even remember, but I think so. There's one in the first one was in India, then the second one was in Germany, then the third one was in India again, but in a different
Yeah.
city. And then the pandemic came, and now last year the fourth one was in Washington, DC.
Washington, D.C., what a huge step. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not kidding. From like the capital of India to here, I'm gonna say that's not even a huge step. That's a leap of like how much art of living has grown. Like, plus during WCF, over 3 million people
Yeah, in front of
meditated
the
together
Lincoln
in the sound of
Memorial,
our guru's voice.
there was a massive meditation.
In the yeah, there was a yoga event in front of the Lincoln Memorial too, right? Yeah, so there was a yoga there in the morning. What's it called? Then I'm in like the venue of where this was. There's the Capitol Hill, just facing off into the distance, and like where all like the legislative members go to. Like that's just like facing in front of us. Then there's like the huge stage that said like Art of Living World Culture Festival 2023. Then towards the back, you would see like the Washington monument, and which looks so like freaking like
Oh yeah, the sunset.
good
There's
when there
like
was like a
this really
sunset.
cool picture of like the sunset like descending behind the Washington Monument with like World Culture Festival going on. There were
Yeah.
so many seats. Like it was actually such a big event. Yeah.
It's huge. And like, what's it called? I forgot what I was gonna say, but I'll mention it if like it comes back up. But I had to do something with like the yeah, I forgot totally. Neil, you have anything to talk about WCF?
All I can say is you should try to be at the next one because it's going to be an amazing event.
Did they
No,
say
they said
where the
that
next
there are a
one's gonna
lot of
be or
countries that
not?
want to do it, but they're having trouble deciding with
Because India is like
who
ruled
they're
out
going
for
after.
sure. Like there's two of them
Probably
now, so
not in the
like
Germany or
it's not
United
India
States
anymore.
either, because they've also already had one.
I'm thinking Japan because like Art of
I
Living's
heard
been
something
building a
that like
new
Australia wanted
ashram
to
there,
do it.
so
And they might do that because like it's a whole different continent. So you never know. It could just be
that is true. Yeah, they could be Australia, but it could go to Africa, like to Egypt or something too. Wherever it's gonna be, I'm gonna be there. Neil's gonna
Yep,
be
it could just
there,
be in your
and we
country
hope
too,
you guys
so
would be there too. Like anywhere where you guys are watching from, like even it could be in like Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, anywhere. And like anything that's like happening in like the DC mainstream, like anything
These
like
days
crazy.
or like in general?
Just like in general, like anything happened in like the music industry or like Bollywood
Not
industry.
really, but I guess we could talk about music. So what's your like favorite, I guess like song or singer or like type of desi music?
I listen to Punjabi music too. I would say my favorite singer is
Oh, same, yeah. I also
AP
listen to
Dhillon and Karan
music,
Aujla.
but I'd probably say Diljit Dosanjh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean Diljit Dosanjh is
Yeah,
like
his
the
songs
Drake
are
of
so
the
good.
Punjabi industry, I would say. Yeah, I know, but like AP Dhillon's rise to fame was super fast, and it's getting better for him like every day. He released like a new like extended player album called like Brown Print. I've been listening to
Yeah,
it
I'll
like
have to listen to
nonstop.
that.
It's so good. But like the best part about like the Punjabi music industry, I would say, is like the
Oh yeah, like so many
collaborations it
people
gets.
have collaborated with.
Oh, like Diljit Dosanjh has like recently collaborated with like NLE Choppa,
He
and
also
before that I
collaborated
think it
with, I
was like
think,
some
like
UK
Sia
artist.
or someone, like
Sia, that's her name. Yeah, so then same thing with AP Dylan. He recently collaborated with Gunna on his new album. So it was Gunna, then he was also releasing with what's his name? Crap, I forgot his name. But he also released with sorry guys, I'm trying to remember Stormzy from the UK, who was like a producer and made like a UK like
Also,
drill
for
beat,
I don't
and
know if we've
he's just
mentioned this,
rapping
but for
over it.
anyone who doesn't know,
And yeah.
Punjabi music is like it's a really upbeat and high energy music, and it's kind of like rap, but it has like a really nice beat, really high energy, and I seem kind of like actually hear what they're saying, you know, instead of like a lot of American.
Yeah, the best part about
Yeah,
Punjabi
the
music, I
beats
would
are
say, is the
amazing.
beat. Like,
Yeah,
it's
the beat
always
and
just
the
high
music,
energy,
and
like,
then
no matter what.
just like the way some people sing it is amazing, like Diljit Dosanjh.
Yeah, I know, but Punjabi music has came from a long way from, like, Amar Singh Chamkila to, what, like, Gurdas Mann, then from, to Diljit Dosanjh, now, like,
Yeah.
Sukha is, like, in the
Diljit
new
Dosanjh recently
generation.
did a US tour, right?
Yeah, he, speaking of which, Diljit Dosanjh has completed his Diluminati tour. For you guys that don't know, so he did a whole North American tour, like from Canada to the US. So first tour that happened was in Vancouver, BC, just not too far, but in Canada. I didn't have the chance to go up, but my friend did, and my friend's parents. So they were explaining that it was like so packed. It was like over like 40,000, not even 40,000, like 30,000 people in that one stadium in British Columbia. And like I think that was like the most sold out like venue for Diljit Dosanjh. So like it's crazy like how Punjabi music has like flourished, I guess. Like back like 10 years ago, no one would have listened to it. Now like everyone's starting to listen to it. Like I even see like white people, Asian people, even like vibing to it, even like African
Yeah,
Americans. Like
it's amazing
it's
how
crazy
much all
now.
the stuff has grown.
Yeah, then I think Diljit went to Calgary, then to like California for like tours, and yeah, it was crazy, man. Like Diljit Dosanjh is like carrying the industry right now for
Yeah.
like music. Same thing with
Diljit.
like AP Dylan. AP had like a North American tour last year, but I think his like San Francisco one got canceled, like his last one. So that's like pretty bad for anyone that lived in
Yeah.
like the
No,
SFO
Diljit
area.
Dosanjh is
So
kind of like an OG, but then AP Dylan is like he's also like really good, and he's able to like rise to fame.
even Karan Aujla, like Karan Aujla has like a sad backstory. Like his mom died, his dad died, then he came to Canada with his sister and like lived in like Vancouver, like Burnaby. So then like he dropped out of
Bro,
school,
yeah, he
started
has
making
some
music, and he just
amazing
went like
music.
straight
I
up.
listen to him too. Nojla.
Yeah. Then like
Oh yeah, didn't
we
he
can't forget
die?
about Sidhu Moosewala.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
he
had some
got
good music too.
shot.
Well, yeah.
He had good music, really good music. Really good music. He
Oh
was
yeah,
young, he
that's so
was like
sad.
24 or something when he died. He had so much potential. If that guy didn't
Yeah, he
shoot
would
him,
be
he
one
would
of the
still be
biggest
like
Punjabi
producing music
artists.
today. Not even, not
Yeah.
one of the biggest, he would be the biggest.
That
It's
some
actually
people do.
sad, man. But like which is like who's like the one Punjabi artist that you like resonate to
Like,
like
what do you
that you
mean?
match the
Resonate
most?
to?
Like who do
Who
you
what?
think is like more of your vibe? Like energy, like if you're like talking to them like one on
Sorry, can you
one.
say that again?
Like let's say like how do I say it? Like let's say you're like out of all the Punjabi artists, who's the one that you would like connect to the most? Like
That's also
be
kind of
good
hard
friends
to
with.
say, but I guess I'll just say Diljit Dosanjh because he's my favorite artist, and I guess I know the most about him. I've
Okay.
listened to more of his songs out of any other. What about you?
Yeah. I would say AP Dylan. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I know like Summer High, like his song like word for word. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because then I know Insane too, like at least his verses.
Heard of
But
what?
you ever heard of Gurinder Gill, Neil? Or
No, I haven't.
Gurinder Gill? AP's like release mate, like, so I don't know what happened, but like the whole like last 2 years, Gurinder Gill has not made like an appearance except for like his album like Hard Choices that he released like a I think a year back, which is like kind of crazy. Like everyone's demanding like to see him like during AP Dylan's like world tours and everything. Does he has his like other like label mate like Shinda Colin, it's crazy, man. Like you get what I mean? Like he hasn't
Oh
released in
yeah,
like a while, so except for that
Oh,
like one
okay. I don't
album he
really know what
did,
that
and his album like boosted him so much. But if you watch AP Dylan's like documentary from like last year, like the four
episode
episode thing,
three of
did you watch it or
this
not?
podcast?
No, like
No, I haven't.
the documentary of AP Dylan. If you like see it, then there's like Gurinder Gill
Okay, I'll
everywhere. Like
watch
he's mentioned like all the time, so like it shows that they're still
it.
together, but he's not releasing
Okay,
music
yeah,
with him.
I haven't really heard of Gurinder Gill, or was that his name?
Yeah, like if you go on to like
Oh, okay, yeah,
AP's
I'll have to
like
listen
old
to
tracks, he's always there.
some of that. I don't really listen to AP Dylan that much. Also,
But
speaking of
yeah,
your
no, it's fine.
podcast, why is episode 2 before episode 1?
When I was releasing on YouTube, my host thingy got like mixed up, so basically
But
episode
episode
two got
1 was
released
made
first, then
first.
episode one got released. Episode one was made first and episode two got like released later, but when I came to upload on YouTube, my like thing that uploads for me like automatically uploaded
Oh.
episode two first and episode one.
Yeah. So it goes
Yeah,
episode
it's kind of
2,
confusing,
1,
so
3, 4, 5.
but like it's kind of crazy that like how like the Punjabi music industry and like the Indian music industry is like making a toll on like this world. Like what's it called? You heard of like
No.
Hanuman Kind?
No, I haven't really
Like
heard
Big
like
Dogs
much
by him?
like I guess like the recent Punjabi.
Okay, so this I'm gonna say this fast. He's a Malayalam guy that came to America like and like started like rapping, came back to India, made like Big Dogs, and like it went like viral on like TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels. Like everyone's
Oh,
been
what's
using
it
that one
called?
audio,
Big
and this guy's
Dogs
like
by who?
Indian.
Oh, by
Yeah, Big
Hanuman
Dogs.
Kind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll listen to that.
Just
Yeah.
don't play it right now because I don't want to get
Hey, I think I've
demonetized.
heard this. I might have heard this before. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Again, it's like viral.
No.
Are
I'll
you
listen to it
listening to
after the
it or?
pod.
Oh, okay. No, okay. So, back to Art of Living. So in Art of Living, there's something called a Swami.
No, you can take this
Neil, you
one
want
if
to
you want.
explain what a Swami is? Okay, so a Swami is like, I wouldn't say a guru, but it's like a enlightened being that isn't a guru but knows like most of like the answers to like the world's lives. So in Canada I had the chance to meet like the first Swami in Art of Living. Somehow he
Oh wow.
remembers me even though I met him like 10
And
years
he
ago.
recognized you?
Which is kind of crazy.
Years?
Yeah, he just recognized me, I guess. Like after like taking his blessings like two times like in that week of camp. So I started talking to so I started talking to him. There was like a whole on like knowledge session and everything going on at camp. Just one day after like everyone had like their evening snack. So Swamiji came out of nowhere, starting having his dinner and his like midnight snack. So there was a good like 20 people sitting next to him, and I was sitting like directly like next to him. So I got to a chance to ask him like, what is like the point of like building like all this fame and like fortune just for like us to die out and
Yeah,
nothing to
since some
exist
people,
anymore?
please.
And like I know Guruji has like answered this question like so many times, but Swamiji gave me
Yeah,
like
because you
a
can
really
ask
good
him one
answer. So it's no, so he told me that what's it called? That you can't have this feverish feeling that you're scared of death, you can't do anything. You still need to pay your bills, you need to still like do like all
Oh,
your
yeah.
like things as a human being and like all this, and like that really like opened like my third eye. And like he's actually right, because if I don't make money, I'm not gonna live that long, and I'm not gonna have like money to pay my bills or like live this like
Yeah,
lifestyle
that's
my parents are
actually.
supporting me with. So that really like helped.
Yeah, because like,
Yeah, no, go on.
sure, you might think like, what's the point of all this if you're gonna die eventually? But then like, that's not the mindset you should have, because then,
But you still need to keep on
yeah,
be
and
like be moving
like
forward
life
like
is
no matter
short,
what
so and
happens.
you're gonna die eventually, so might as well like have a good life. Yeah.
Just make
like
the
just
fortune
go
now,
through
man.
that,
Like,
because
make the fame.
while you still have the chance, you know,
Like,
it doesn't hurt to do it.
yeah, it really doesn't hurt. Like,
Yeah.
you need to do that. Like, everyone needs to do that. But that's why I feel like homeless people, like, that's why they're homeless, because they had, like, the feverish feeling, like, how I
But
did
I feel
too.
like it's like so you're gonna die eventually.
So.
Like you're gonna die eventually, so might as well like do something with your life before you do die.
Yeah. So, another question I asked Swamiji, how do we attain, like, moksha? Moksha, it just means, like, liberation in, like, Hinduism. So, at least in Sanatan Dharma, which is called Hinduism, and just like that.
Yeah,
So
it's more like a
Sanatan Dharma was,
lifestyle
like, the
instead of
original
like a
name of
religion.
Hinduism. It just means a way of living life. Yeah, so I asked them, how do we attain moksha? Moksha just means liberation from, like, the rebirth cycle. He said that, sorry, I'm just trying to remember. I remembered, like, what he said, but I'm just trying to remember. He said, okay, so he said that moksha is just basically attained by having good karma, helping people out, just making impact on this world for the better. And he said, we always get a glimpse of moksha no matter what happens. Like, Neil, you know, anytime you wake up and you, like,
Super,
stretch and you feel, like, super at peace? Yeah, so guess what Swamiji said?
Oh,
That's
wow.
moksha. That's a glimpse of
So imagine if
moksha.
you're like.
Like, you're in a long car ride, you stretch, that's a glimpse of moksha. Like, anything to make you feel relaxed, that's basically
So imagine
moksha
if you
and, like,
felt
a
like that
glimpse of
all the
it.
time.
Basically, just feel like your mind is at peace. Not, like, you feel relaxed, like, you're stretching, then you, like, have your eyes closed and,
Or when
like,
you finish like
whatnot.
a really
That's
big
just moksha,
casket,
basically.
think that you did really good and you're relaxed because now that you don't have to.
Swamiji didn't say that, but I would
Yeah,
I say
you can
that too,
finally
because, like, all
relax, I
that stress
guess.
is gone. Oh, we always
Yeah.
experience moksha no matter what happens. You will always see moksha
Yeah.
happen to you no matter, like, what happens.
Yeah,
That
you'll
part shocked
always
me, I'm
feel
not gonna
moksha no matter what happens.
lie. You will always experience
What do you
moksha no
mean?
matter what. Like, you wake up in the morning, you stretch, you feel moksha, you finish
No,
your, like, big test, you feel moksha. Then you feel liberated. Like, you feel like your soul is, like, so happy. Like,
yeah, like you're
you
always
could,
gonna
like,
have
die and you couldn't care.
you're always gonna be moksha in your life.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like, something supporting you. Then I also asked Swamiji, how does, like, seva, then, like, seva, do you want to explain
Yeah, I
seva?
guess I'll
I really
explain it
don't know,
as like
like, how to explain
seva
it.
is like service or like helping other people like without asking for anything in return or like kind of like volunteering, like you know that you're gonna do something, like how you said like the volunteers built Montreal Ashram, they knew that they
Yeah.
weren't gonna get paid, but they still did it. That's like volunteering and also kind of seva, like you're doing something without like the without wanting anything in return.
Yeah. So anyways, I was doing seva at the Montreal Ashram,
Yeah.
and at Boon I did a lot of seva too. As Neil knows, I am crowned seva warrior of
Yeah.
Sky Teens 2.
You were doing a
Yep, I'm crowned Seva Warrior in Sky Teens 2 at Boon. I'm also crowned Seva Warrior at Montreal
Wow.
Ashram now for my course, my camp. Yeah, so I'm a really selfless guy. I did a lot of seva to the point where I
Oh, you clean
started cleaning the
toilets?
toilets. I cleaned the toilets, I cleaned the showers, I cleaned the urinals, I cleaned the sinks, I mopped the floors. Let's just say
Yeah, and it
camp
may
was,
feel
like,
like,
a good
like it's
experience for
kind of
me.
disgusting, but when you're doing stuff for other people, you just feel so good.
You get a
Yeah.
good sense of, like, well-being, I guess. Like,
Because,
you
like,
know, this is
you
gonna help
don't.
someone, this is gonna
You.
make you feel better. Plus, like, seva
Yeah.
just makes you feel good in general. No, like, no matter what you do. Like, you give
Because living your
money to a
life
homeless
knowing that
person,
you've never been
that's seva.
useful to anyone, that's not a good way to live. But if you've been doing like a lot of seva and you know that your life has added value to other people's lives, that's just a good feeling to have and a good feeling to live with. Like if you've ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, have you seen that movie? Yeah, so in that that guy, the main
Yeah, I've
character,
seen it.
he like helped so many people, but then he thought like that he hadn't helped anyone. So then Angel had to like come down and show him what the world would be like if he never lived and like his city was a terrible place because of some guy named Potter who was like basically would have ruined their town if he hadn't been there to stop him just because he believed that what Potter was doing was wrong.
Yeah.
So you may be having more of an impact than you realize. And after that
Yeah.
moment, he just like he knew that what he was doing was important.
Yeah, so but Seva releases your bad karma. So I asked Swamiji, does Seva help you like remove your karmas from like your past life? And like for you guys don't know like what I mean by past life, because Hinduism believes that you're not like this is not your first birth. This is one of your many births. You could have been born like 200 years back, 300 years back. Like you could have been born at any single time, and like you have many past lives. You could have been an animal. You could have been like a different person. You could have been like so many other people. Like it could have been, even been a
Yeah,
cow or
because
something.
all these animals, they all have like souls in them. Eventually, maybe that soul will like, I guess, evolve and become a
Yeah.
human. Like as you do good karma, your soul, like you can get like, I guess, better lives in the future and stuff. And eventually, you kind of like, I guess, you don't want to have any more lives because, like, if
Who
you.
knows? I've been through like 2,000 lives.
Yeah,
You've been through
we
like
can't really like
5,000
no one can
lives.
really tell, but
You know what? We can't really count, but like Art of Living has like this one course called Eternity Course, where you can like go into like really deep meditation and like go back
yeah,
to
you can
like
get a
where
glimpse into your
your
past
past life
life.
was.
And
Not
yeah,
cleansing, but you can like see what
but
you
I
did in
guess
your
like
past
the
life.
goal is you kind of want to,
But
yeah,
no.
that's fine.
But sorry, Neil, I'm cutting you off, but our guru, he can tell us
Yeah.
like what you were in your past life.
I guess like the kind of goal is you don't want to have any more lives. Like you kind of want to end this cycle, and like become like enlightened, like you know, attain moksha.
Yeah. So basically, Swamiji said that yes, it does help to remove like all your past karmas. But if you expect you're getting something out of it, then it doesn't like remove your past karmas. Your past karmas still stay the same.
Yeah.
But if you do it with all your heart, but your heart
Yeah, and
will like all your karmas will go away. If you do it with good
don't do it
intention,
because
you
you
don't want
want
anything out
your
of it,
bad
it won't
karma
go away.
to get erased. Do it just like out of the goodness of your own.
Do
Yeah.
it with your heart. Like, don't
That's
expect
the
anything out of
mindset
it.
with Seva, that you're not gonna get anything written in return, but you're just helping
Yeah.
people because it's the right thing to do.
Which is also like a good part, because it teaches you that you can't
Yeah.
always get paid for like what you do.
And earlier
And some people learn it the hard way. Like, me and Neil weren't in Art of Living it, and we're like 30 years old. We're working at some office, and the boss tells us like to make 100 printouts of like this one poster, and you do it, and you're expecting like a little bit more pay out of it. Then you don't expect it. Then you're like, okay, what the heck is this? Like, why? I'm not doing like any of this anymore. Like, it's not benefiting me. Like, that's like a good example of like what
Yeah.
Seva couldn't help you with. So at least that's like my understanding of like that. But
Oh yeah, so
Neil, you want to talk
satsang.
about like
That's
what satsang?
honestly it's one of my favorite parts about the Art of Living. It's so satsang is like when so in the evening everyone comes together and you can sing bhajan. Sometimes Guruji like leads a meditation or like share some knowledge with us. But it's really fun and it really helps you like let go and like relax and like kind of like become one with God, I guess. Like it just like such an amazing experience too. And it's one of my favorite parts of going to Boon.
Let's just like dive into the word satsang. So satsang
Yeah.
is a Sanskrit word. So sat means like truth. Then sang means like.
Sung like
What does sang mean again?
yeah, no, it's kind of like hard to explain, I guess, but like
I forgot. I think it means like
yeah, I guess it's like
knowledge, right?
in satsang, like a bunch of people like gather together
Okay, let's
and
just call satsang the truth for now. Because sat means like the truth. So satsang really just means the truth of something, so we'll find out like sung later.
sure.
Neil, you just want to Google it quickly while I explain. Satsang is basically where everyone comes into play. No matter what like race you are, gender you are, religion, anyone can do satsang. Especially at the Boon Ashram. Every day during Guru Purnima, Guruji would come and do satsang, and everyone would dance around, sing, like just have a fun time. Satsang is meant to like you're meant like to have fun. Like to have like so much energy, and like Substance gives you like this energy you can't describe. Like anytime you dance, you like run, you do something at Substance, you always get the most energy out of it. And I think me and Neil are like the best ones to like describe it because we've been to the ashram so many times during that satsang, and we've been doing so many of these
Yeah,
like dancing dances during satsang, and like guru
yeah,
and we've been on like the
they have like
screen
a
during the
jumbotron.
ashram. Like one time we had Neil just like hop on our arms and we carried him up, and we had him like
No, we
hold.
didn't have a
Wait, did
sign.
you hold up a sign or not?
I think we counted down.
I know. Okay, so I guess no. Neil,
What?
can you just like say your height to the audience?
I'm like,
Just
yeah,
say
around
your
5 foot.
height, like if you don't mind. Yeah, so he's 5 foot, I'm 5'9", and everyone else in our friend group is like 5 foot, like max, not even like 5'6", 5'7". So no, Neil doesn't get onto the cameras or like the big screen. So we all had an idea for Satsang. Let's dance around, and when the
Yeah,
camera
and
comes
then
to
we
us,
counted to
we all
three, and then
carry
he
up
said,
Neil.
"Love you, Guruji," on three. Yeah, Guruji looked at us.
Did Guruji look at us, or okay, let's just talk about Guruji, please. Like, I've been meaning to talk about this. Guruji just has this one energy I can't describe. Like during Guru Purnima, I was doing darshan for him. Then, I was like 10 feet out. And then I felt like all this
Yeah,
energy
it's
just like coming onto my
just
body. Do you feel that too?
like being at satsang or being around Guruji, they're like experiences that are really hard to describe, but once you like experience, then like you know what we're talking about. It's like such
Yeah.
an amazing experience. It truly is magical. Also, by the way, you were asking about the word breakdown of satsang. So it's like means purity or truth, and then
Yeah.
sangha means in group or association. So it kind of means like the company of truth, but it has like a lot of other meanings too.
Oh yeah, that's what Aparna
Yeah.
was explaining to us that day. So then
We were talking about
I had
Guruji.
something else on my mind. No. We let that. No, yeah, we're talking about Guruji. Yeah. So during so there's
There are?
two Guru Purnimas in a year.
Oh, when's the
Like,
second one?
yeah, there's two. Second one
Oh.
is like a couple of days after like the first one. So what's it? So that's why I went to LA
No, it was
after
boom.
Charlotte. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, like, you get what I mean. Like, so basically, that's why me and my family went to like LA after that. So. Because there's a second Guru Purnima. So Guruji was having a knowledge session there after a second Guru Purnima, just randomly in LA. So me and my family decided to go. We got like front row seats to like the center in LA. So basically I was doing meditation, right? I randomly woke up. I decided I opened my eyes and I'm like, oh crap, meditation's done. What happened? So I look around and like first person I see is Guruji, and he's like looking me dead
What did
straight
he
in my
say?
eyes. He's not saying, he didn't say anything, like looking me dead straight in my eyes. I'm like, okay, crap, sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm going back to meditation. I didn't realize, sorry. So then I close back my eyes. Then he's like, okay, meditation done.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
That part was so scary, bro. Even though Guruji's a nice guy, he was looking me dead straight in my eyes. I'm like, I can't handle
Yeah.
this energy. If I don't see you don't
How
see
was
me.
your
You have any funny guru stories, or you have any funny
Shoot,
guru
I'll need to
stories,
think about
or
that.
guys, just while Neil thinks, guru story is basically like a funny encounter with Guruji, or just like a knowledge thing that Guruji like gave
Yeah,
you
give me
just
a
want to
second to
share with
think about
everyone.
that. You want to tell one while I'm thinking about that?
So 2 years ago in Boon, I remember Guruji was coming out of the main meditation hall, and yeah, so basically, I had like a souvenir from him from Seattle since he barely gets a visit. So basically, I asked for a hug in return. He gave me the hug. So then, what's it called? I decided to chase him even more. I forgot to touch his feet. I'm like,
Yeah.
today's the last day. I need to touch his feet before
For
I'm
people who don't
leaving.
know, like
So
touching
I decided to
someone
chase him
else's
down.
feet is like a show of respect, and you can kind of like get blessings. Yeah.
Like you surrender to them. So I just wanted Guruji's blessings like one more time before I left. So I'm running, running, running. Then what's it called? And this is at like 8 o'clock in Boon, and
Yeah,
like
'cause
Boon
it's
gets really
mountains.
dark really fast. Yeah, it's just mountains, right? And like the lights there barely work. So I could not see anything, but I hear people, so I'm running in that direction. And Guruji has his own special house called the Kutir, which
that's
means, like
where he sleeps
a saint's house,
lives.
Basically. And, like, basically lives for a couple of days before going. So, I'm running towards the Kutir, and there's, like, many other properties just around in Boon, because those are, like, devotees' homes or something. But anyway, I run into a trash can. Or something. I'm sure mailbox trash can. I don't remember, but I fall down big time. I was fine.
Yeah.
Because guru chasing, you don't get that hurt, right? But a person asked me, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Yeah. I'm like, "Fine. Where's Guruji?" And she's like, "Oh, he went back in. Like, I see him walking back into the thing." And somehow word gets. No. He's not going in yet. So then everyone's like crowding around me. He's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" So then I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So then dinner time was supposed to be that time. So I eat dinner next morning. I talk to my mom's friend. And she's like, "Oh, you got a hug by Guruji?" I'm like, "Yeah, I even hit a mailbox last night." And she's like, "Oh, that was you? That was you?" I'm like, "Yeah, what happened?" And she's like, "Guruji was talking about you."
Oh.
He's like, "Is the boy okay?" Yeah. I'm like, crap, man. I could have talked to him again.
Did you get to talk to him like that? That next day?
No, because then I left back to Seattle.
Yeah, so like one time, right? I was like, I think I was standing in like the dinner line or something, and then I was like looking out. So there's like at Boon, there's like a cafe. Mm-hmm. You know the cafe. It's like they sell some stuff, but then there's also like the dining hall where like everyone eats. But then if you're like hungry in the middle of the day when meals aren't going on, or you just like want like some kind of like snack, I guess, and then you can just go to the cafe. Apparently, Guruji loves the puff pastries that they sell at the cafe. Puff pastries are like an Indian food.
Did he seriously?
They're really good. So I was like standing in like the. I didn't even remember what I was doing, but I was like standing there. Like I saw something. I'm like, "Wait, is that Guruji?" And I'm like, "Nah, it can't be because like there aren't people crowding around him." And then like later on, my dad was telling me that like Guruji came into the cafe and like got a puff pastry or something. And I'm like, "Oh, shoot, wait, that actually was him." Yeah. I think my dad...
You could have had one-on-one time with him.
While this was happening, but I'm like, "Nah, can't be good." Huh? Was it...
Wait, when was this?
I think it was this year, yeah.
This year?
We were in Boone for, like, a week.
Okay. No, but funny part is, Guruji, before he was in Boone,
so
he was in Montreal.
He was in Montreal, then he came here to Boone, then he went to L.A.
Yeah, basically whatever
I
did,
the same
I covered
places.
The same distance as him.
We went to Montreal after, like, after LA, right?
Yeah I know, but the crazy part is,
all three of these were ashrams, whatever, same thing. These three specific ones were ashrams, but...
Crazy, man, seriously. Like, I didn't know Guruji actually goes to Montreal.
Uh-huh.
Like, I met so many people from Canada, from there, now, like, you know how I met you guys, like, 2 years ago? Now, I have, like, a whole different friend group
like
back
from,
in Canada.
Another art of living friend group, like
art of living.
Even though you don't see people much, you only see them maybe like once or twice a year.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You can still make.
No, I only get to see them for like 1 week a year.
Yeah,
but unlike you guys, I get to see.
But
them for, like, 3 days.
You can still make like such like meaningful connections. Like we've only met like we've only met maybe twice.
Yeah, no, connections are important. Like I'm gonna tell them to like
on
subscribe
YouTube.
To this podcast, dude.
Are we on Spotify?
Need like all the markets, dude.
Oh, that. Let me follow us right now.
Yeah, we're on Spotify too now. After we release today, I'm telling
like,
them to like subscribe.
We only meet like twice a year for like a week at a time, or like once a year for like a week at a time.
But I don't get to see you guys
like
twice
a
year. That's the
like
thing. I only
days.
See you guys once a year.
So we only really see each other a few days a year, but like we're still like such good friends. Like you know, we're podcast together and all, so you can make such like deep and meaningful connections just through those few days a year.
No, but Guruji's not coming to Boone this Christmas.
He's
not coming
comes
to Christmas
like,
this
during,
year to Boone.
On Gorbunima, and
he's going to Montreal.
Up, I guess.
He always switches up. Like one year he goes to Boone for Christmas, the other time he goes to Montreal. Well, I think that's it for today's podcast, right, Neil?
It says my recording has stopped and I'm not being recorded.
Then I think we should just stop there. Okay, guys. Have a See you guys next week on Saturday. We'll release another one.
Wait,
have
sure.
a great day, guys.
Sure, yeah.
Yo.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
I think we should. So I'm going to refresh, and then I think we should redo that outro because it says my recording has stopped. Something went wrong, and you aren't being recorded anymore, but everyone else is. I'm going to quickly refresh and then do that outro. Yeah, where were we?
Okay, guys, that's it for today's podcast. Neil, you have anything else to say?
No, I think we covered everything.
Well, guys, if you have any funny stories or anything you guys want to mention about the Desi diaspora or anything about anything, just let us know in the comments. We will reply. Make sure you guys check us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, and yeah. Neil, you have anything to mention?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, then see you guys.
Bye.